Everyone, welcome back to the Sell and Tell podcast. Today we have a great show for you, but first let's go to our main advertiser. Our main advertiser for today is going to be Elysian Marketing. You can see them at elysianmarketing.us. Contact them for a free consultation. So now it's time for us to jump into the listing of the week, guys. So today we have a fabulous property brought to us by Roddy Shaw. You can contact Roddy at 214-435-0771 or Roddy at RoddyShawTeam.com. This property is located in Lewisville, Texas. The address on it is 2264 Salado Drive. It's a beautiful townhome, just under 2,000 square feet at 1,969. It's got three beds and three baths. It's very low maintenance, so it's perfect for first-time home buyers or even if you have a client that wants to downsize. It's got easy access to highways, easy access to the local shopping areas. And again, if your client doesn't want to maintain a large property, a townhome is a perfect way to go. This townhome also is large enough to be equipped with a game room and a media room. This media room, it has double doors, so it is closed off from the game room, so it could also be utilized as just a bonus room. The seller currently has repainted the home with all neutral colors, so you don't have to do much work whenever your client moves in. And then it also comes with a private patio and a small yard for pets. So if your client doesn't want to maintain a large yard but does need space for a pet, this is going to be a great option for them. Again, this is 2264 Salado Drive in Lewisville, Texas. It's priced at $395. It's a great price. And then that's going to be from Roddy Shaw. You can contact her at 214-435-0771, or you can email her at Roddy, R-A-D-H-I, at RoddyShawTeam.com. So get your clients geared up and go out and visit this townhome and let's make a sale this weekend. Now today we have Stacy Onderdonk. She comes from Stage Dallas. We're going to be talking staging today, guys. And this is one of my favorite. I love walking into a stage home. It's beautiful. It's exciting. And the design work is always amazing. So Stacy, if you want to go ahead and give us a background on you, and then we'll jump right into the episode.
Of course. Thank you, Jess, for having me today. I'm really excited to be here and talk about the magic of staging. I started my business Stage Dallas just last year, so I'm kind of new to the industry, but I have been decorating homes and people. I just actually made the switch from being in fashion, where I was, I guess, decorating women with clothing and fashion for the last 8 years, and made the switch to homes. And so it's just a kind of creative shift for me, but I've always loved decorating and helped my own home and family members. And I do have family members in real estate who I've helped them stage just for fun. So it's been a really great shift. And I absolutely love working with agents and seeing their properties come to life. And of course, helping sellers move their homes quickly.
That's awesome. Now, did you do any runway stuff?
I did not. It was all online sales. So okay. While I may have been in a lot of try on videos over the years, and it was kind of the face of the brand, it was mostly just online sales. But yeah, it was fun.
That's a lot of fun. Well, anybody that knows me knows I love my high heels. We were just talking about new heels that I bought before we started the episode today.
Fashion is fun.
Absolutely. So let's jump into staging and why it matters. What do you find as the biggest importance of home staging in real estate, and what does it bring to the table?
Well, staging is a very powerful tool for listing on the marketplace. As you know, the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex is a huge marketplace for home buying and home selling. People are moving here all the time. There are so many communities being built, so many different parts of Dallas and Fort Worth, and so many agents. And so staging, it can be that key to help stand your property out in the marketplace in a sea of listings. And it can even start with like the scrolling on the internet, where most home buyers we know start their search online. And all the listings are coming, they put in their search, there's this and that, and this, pictures, pictures. Good staging can even stop that scroll and help them want to see that property and fall in love even before they even step foot inside. So it can be very powerful. It can help with days on market. It can help with optimizing the sell and the amount of money that is offered. There's just so many aspects of good staging that, again, makes it a very powerful tool for agents and sellers alike.
Have you worked with anybody yet where you have seen that value grow due to the staging and the time on the market? You've seen, hey, it probably would have sat there for this one over here, non-staged, has been on the market for 45 days. This one staged has sold in less than 30 days.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. And that is really the best part of my job is seeing, the proof in the pudding, if you will. I have had agents take on a listing that had gone stale, been on the market for 4 years, or excuse me, 4 months. Oh gosh. And it was that would really be a challenge. It ha was dated. It was, a very clean, beautiful home, but just didn't really show to its potential. They had it staged with their own belongings. They had moved out, but left some of their things. And again, it just didn't really show in its best light. So sadly, it sat for 4 to 5 months, and a new agent took on the listing, hired me right away. I came in and we staged it, and it's went under contract first weekend with multiple offers. And all we did was just bring in some staging. We didn't paint, we didn't change out the dated light fixtures or the dated carpet or the five different floorings it had. I mean, it was just the magic of creating that vibe and showcasing what the home's potential could be instead of it being empty and not showing as well. And then that the buyers only are walking in and seeing the things that aren't that great, And so that's the magic of staging, is that it can really help showcase the potential of the home, even if it's not truly in that space right now.
Speaking of vibes, what's yours? What's your style? What's
I love that you let me use that word because I tend to overuse it because it's so important in staging. And to me, I'm a vibe creator. When I, and that's been my favorite part of home staging, is that every property is so different. And so my goal is always to lean into the vibe of each home, whether it's, a dated home in Plano that's, was still screaming 1990s, or if it's a cute cottage home down in East Dallas that has so much charm and unique character, or it's a brand new build or a sleek modern, architecture. Every home has a vibe, and it's my job to showcase that. And with home furnishings and the right textiles and the right style of furniture to kind of emulate that, it just amps the vibe even more. So, to answer your question, my favorite vibe is just leaning into whatever the vibe of the property is and just really setting that on fire to where it's like a whole vibe for the home buyers when they walk in, and hopefully like feel that energy, like the home is shining on its own and they just don't want to leave.
Well, hold on. What if it's 1980s animal print shag?
Okay, then we lean into it. We lean into it. And if it's something, and that is, again, is the power of staging as well. It doesn't just make the home beautiful. It can also highlight the good parts, but also downplay the not so great parts. So, there might be times when a homeowner just doesn't have it in the budget to paint all the different colors in the home that they loved, or the the outdated paint colors that aren't really trending right now or appealing to, the modern buyer. So it's our job as stagers to lean into that and to use our talents to minimize those by bringing in the corresponding textiles and furnishings that will help create a vibe away from that. So it's the mag that truly is where the magic is. And most home stagers will love the challenge of getting those listings that are stale and not so desirable when they're empty to stage and work their magic because it does work.
Yeah, it's like a blank canvas to be able to go
Yes,
in there.
yeah, it is. And with the right, color choices and the right furnishings, it can really work wonders to downplay some areas that might not work be working when the home is vacant or with the property owner's personal things.
Well, you bring up an interesting question because, ironically, this was a question that Cindy had asked me prior to filming today, is if you brought in painters or subcontractors to kind of do these finishing touches or big haul projects.
Is that something you use regularly to kind of like refresh the homeowner's current? Let's say they have the grandma vibe in their house going on, and you're like, okay, we need to get this up to this century.
Right. Yeah. No, that's a good question. As a stager, I kind of leave the painting and the kind of repairs and updates to the actual home up to the agents. I feel like most agents kind of have their own hip pocket of vendors that they use, whether it's, window washers or painters or repair people to come in and do minor repairs. So I personally just kind of wait for all of that to be done. If they need my help suggesting paint colors, I certainly can help with that. I am trained in color selection, but I normally don't have to suggest anyone, but I certainly have people I could suggest. But the agents tend to have their own people. But when it comes to upholsterers, or people like that, that's where the magic of our inventory comes in. I work very, very hard to curate our inventory with all the things that are up to date that are complementary to today's trends in decor, but also that I know will help stand that listing out and again create that vibe because our personal brand at Stage Dallas is a vibe. And so when I bring I know it's the thing, it's the word of the day. When
It
I bring my vision and my abilities and my creative talents into a listing, you're going to the end result is going to be pieces that we've selected that fit that house, fit that vibe, and showcase the colors and the things that the home possesses already. The floor coloring, the wall coloring, maybe it has some beautiful black vaulted beams, things like that. At the end of the day, our job as home stagers is not to have people come in and fall in love with the pretty things in the home, but to help showcase the actual home and highlight the parts of the home that are wonderful because that's what they're buying. That's what we want them to fall in love with, the actual house. We just make it look like a home. Does that make sense? So to answer your question, I don't really have a team of anything other than great stagers and an inventory of great pieces. But I certainly could find and recommend people should they need external work that we can't provide.
What are the trends in the DFW market now?
Well, you're seeing a lot of the same things you're seeing in home decor outside of staging. It's what's been really popular the last couple of years is what's called quiet luxury. And that simply means elevated in decor, elevated textiles, pillows, blankets, and things that are really rich in the way they look, but in a more done in a more casual, cozy way that's livable for everyday life. So it's like quiet luxuries, they're calling it. It looks really elevated and inviting and fancy, but it's very comfortable and realistic in the way that it's used. You're also seeing a lot of neutrals and a lot of whites and kind of moody colors. I tend to be one that uses a lot of color. It's just my personal style, both professionally and personally. I love pops of color, and I love the opportunity to also lean into my artistic side. I like putting in sometimes some, not just pops of colors, but a little bit of interest. I'd like to call it quirky, but at the same time, I want it to just be something that's interesting, because not only is that my personality and our brand, but also I do know, as someone who has looked at homes and purchased many in my lifetime, when you're looking at a lot of homes in one day with an agent, they can all run together. And at the end of the day, when you come home and you're trying to reflect, oh, was that the one that had the pool? Was that the one that had that weird back room? You know, it's hard. They all start running together. So if I can put something in my staging that stands out and helps the, I mean, hopefully they just fall in love with the vibe and they don't want to leave, and then they always remember the house. Like that's the ultimate goal, right? Mm-hmm. But putting something in the staging that not only showcases the home, but helps stand out in their mind, so that we're going home and when they are going home to reflect on which property spoke to them the best, that hopefully, you know, that stands out in their mind, the staging as well.
Yeah, and that's kind of part of those first impressions when you walk in. It look, you know, you walk into a home that isn't staged versus one that is, and immediately the bat, you start to be like, oh, I can start to see myself living here. It's nice and clean. It's fresh. It looks great.
Absolutely. I mean, studies show that a first impression is created within 8 seconds. 8 seconds. And sometimes that can even be like formed before they even step foot in the door. You know, they're standing on the front porch waiting for the agent to, you know, fiddle with the lock thing, and they're looking around. I mean, oh, is this porch clean? Does it have a fresh, you know, welcome mat? Are there pots with flowers? They're building that impression before they even walk in the door. But you're right. Once they walk in the door, that first impression, how are they feeling? How is it looking? Is it clean? Is it well taken care of? How's the lighting? You know, all those things will draw them in, and they'll stay longer. And like I said before, hopefully not want to leave at all.
That's true.
What do you think about agents using virtual staging in homes? How do you feel that impression makes on the homeowner? Or not homeowner, I'm sorry, home buyer.
Sure. Yeah, no, that's a great question. And that's definitely one we are getting a lot in the staging industry. As you can imagine, we're probably not the biggest fans. And that's basically because, you know, the only word that comes to my mind when people ask me this question is it's kind of like catfishing. You know, you're luring them in with these photos that can be very hard to tell, even for me, if it's virtually staged or not. And they do look great, right? And they do a good job of making the home appealing and the listing photos, you know, all the things. But again, they fall in love, it catches them in, they want to go see that property because it looked so great on the listing photos. They walk in, and what do they walk into? A vacant, dark, cold house that is lacking the vibe and that impact that they were hoping for when they saw the pictures online. So to answer your question, I understand why it can be an appealing tool for agents. And I don't know what the pricing is on those, but it may be significantly less than home staging, but again, it's just not the same, because at the end of the day, as home stagers, we are putting inventory in the home to help create that feeling, that emotional connection, and to help the buyer visualize, what is life going to be like in this home? How will my things fit in this home? How can I use this funky space over here? You know, like, how big is this room really? Because Even I am surprised sometimes how big a room can get when you put things in it. You know, it's very hard even for skilled people to judge a space until it is filled with furnishings. And so again, I'm not a fan of virtual staging, and I can probably speak for most home stagers because again, it doesn't, at the end of the day, the home is still vacant. And it's going to be harder to maximize the impact on a buyer when they walk into that vacant home.
Yeah, and I would just add too that someone coming from the builder side, that to agents out there listening, I would say there, to your point, there are areas of the home that certain pieces of furniture can fit in to make the ratio of the room look really well. And when you're using virtual staging, they use very generic furniture. So in a dining room, there's going to be a dining room table and dining room chairs. It takes a while in talking to customer service to be able to put in a buffet, maybe, or try to figure out that ratio later on. Whereas a home stager comes into the home and knows right away, well, we need a piece over here. It doesn't have to be multiple discussions with a customer service agent of some level. And then the other part of that is from a builder standpoint, and even from an agent standpoint, when you're out showing homes and your clients are in the car scrolling on Zillow and Realtor.com while either you or their significant other is driving property to property, they may find another property, looks great with the virtual staging, and when they get there, there's nothing in the home. And that happens with builders too, is they see it online, looks beautiful, but when they get to the property, or let's say they just were out looking anyways, didn't know about the property, walked in and said, well, it's empty. Like, it doesn't sell as well. So I will
Absolutely.
say that was kind of like a realization coming out of COVID for some builders is, we've gotten used to this virtual staging because we've limited access to these homes for COVID, but they really sell whenever actual furniture is there.
Right. Yeah.
That's, I mean,
Yeah.
I would just throw that out there for whoever's
Don't
listening. So
catfish.
when it comes to home staging, what are kind of some key tips to home staging? What when you first walk in the door, what's your number one thing that you make sure you try to do?
Are you referring to vacant or like occupied?
Well, if it's
Because there's
vacant,
two
let's say you're
different
going
kinds. Yeah.
in.
Okay.
Yeah, let's say empty canvas, you're walking in. What's your goal? What's your top tips to staging that space?
Let's see. The most important thing is maximizing the use. Well, there's two things. The use of the space, because you have to, the average home buyer lacks the vision, the imagination of walking into that empty room and going, where would I put my TV? Where would I put my couch? I mean, they want to know where their things are going to go. They want to know how they're going to fit, and they want to know how to use the space. And there are a lot of homes, especially with these open floor plans that are real popular now, that make it very hard for people to visualize. Like, this room is so big and open. Like, do we just float things in the middle of the room? Like, we push them up against the wall. So the first thing I do is walk the space and kind of see what's the natural flow here. We want to optimize that natural flow. How do I move from the front door to the kitchen? How do I move between the rooms? Because I have to think like a home buyer. When they first walk in, how are they going to move around the space? And so when I'm doing my staging, that's the most important thing, is to create use of, the function of the space. How are we going to use this space? And then also to optimize the flow. How is the home buyer going to move around my furnishings? I need to make sure that there's space if they want to walk in front of the fireplace, like thinking like a buyer. How would I live in this space? And so that's the first thing I do. That's the most important thing, is just optimizing the space and the flow, not putting too much inventory in a home, making it feel cluttered, and not putting too little to where it feels still empty. you know? And so there's so many different things that go into staging a home, but I would say just maximizing the space, creating the flow, and putting that purpose, those are the things that create the vision for the home buyer. Because when they walk in, again, they need to be have not just emotional connection, which comes from the vibe, how things are, you know, the beautiful furnishings and the lighting and the textiles and the colors and the cozy blankets and all those things that we bring in, that creates the vibe. But then you start looking at the functionality. Okay, does this space have enough? Is this room have enough space for my kitchen table or my couch or my desk? You know, they want to start seeing how does their life, how do their things and their lifestyle fit in this space? And so that's really the most important thing.
So on the other end of the spectrum, let's say that as far as walking into a home that an agent has where the family has all their furniture is still there, all their stuff is still there because they've got another home building, they're on a contingency, they've got to sell their home, but they have a lot of stuff. They've got five kids running around, toys are everywhere, I don't know.
You know, in occupied staging, which is a thing, that's where, like you said, the homeowners are staying in their home during the selling process. There's still staging that needs and should be done. The first rule of thumb is just minimizing the stuff, decluttering, as we call it. The end of the day, same kind of thing. We want to maximize the space. We want the home buyers to come in and feel like there's a lot of room. Okay. And that just also means in cabinets and closets, because you know they're going to open the doors, they're going to look inside, they're going to explore, because at the end of the day, they're researching this property to see all the things before they make that purchase. And so decluttering, that means purging, packing, decreasing. I'm always telling my clients, less is more. The less that you can have in this home, the more it can shine. Okay. Because your stuff can be distracting, and we don't want any distracting, as we want someone to come in and see the home, not all your stuff. And so I tell them, you know, they start to get overwhelmed, and I'm like, you're going to have to start packing anyways, because the goal is to move, right? So you might as well get a, yeah, you might as well get a jump on it now, purging, packing, even if you put it in boxes. Store it, put it in the garage. Just get it out of the closet, get it out of the cabinets, get it out of the room. A lot of people will have too much furniture in a room, you know, and that makes sense when they're living there. Maybe they have, you know, two kids sharing a room and they need two dressers or whatnot. Minimizing, you know, they're making it make sense for the people that are still living there, right? Taking it down to the bare minimums. We don't want them to be, you know, having a difficult time living in while it's on the market, but also maximizing the space. We don't need two dressers in here. It's taking up space, making the room feel small, stuff like that. So decluttering, and then the second huge one is depersonalizing. And by that, I mean taking down the baby pictures and the wedding photos and the pregnancy photos and all the diplomas and the degrees and, in you know, rewards, anything that just screams, this is the family that lives here. You know, the things on the wall that have the couple's name, you know what I'm talking about. Because studies show, as we know, home buying is very emotional and it's very psychological. And studies show that when a home buyer goes into an occupied home and the family still has all kinds of personal belongings out, you know, pictures of beautiful children smiling at them, wedding photos, etc., it can actually make them feel like they're intruding in someone's home, as instead of viewing it as a potential property for their family. You know, it's like, ooh, this family and all their stuff is wonderful, but this is their family. You know, this is their home. Like, I want to be able to see this as my home. And so by taking the pictures down, and families can have a hard time with that. You know, selling is a very emotional, you know, thing as well. So, but I just tell them, you're going to pack it up again. You know, you're going to pack it up anyways. I tell them again, but then also it's just going to maximize the space and help the house connect to buyers quicker if we just go ahead and remove all the personal things. So the decluttering, and the depersonalizing. And then, of course, just cleaning, you know, getting the windows clean to let more light in, getting the yard tidied up, getting those minor repairs. You know, most of the agents will instruct their clients on this before they list, but all of those things have a huge return on their investment of getting the house more money for the sell and having it less days on the market. And all of those things are, you know, fairly inexpensive when it comes to getting top dollar for your property, in addition to staging.
Yeah. So I know that, you know, whenever you're taking down these personal items, I know a lot of stagers, they're not, well, I mean, I would hope that mostly all of them are not going to put new holes in the wall. So do you have artwork that you use if there's already existing spaces where there's hangers or something of that nature? I know previously in kind of my builder world is that we would never have any kind of artwork that, again, portrayed families or anything like that. At most, it would be a dog or some kind of pet. Otherwise, it was just landscapes. But do you add artwork if the wall becomes bare when you take all those wedding photos down, you take all those baby pictures down?
Well, that's a really good question. We obviously don't want bare walls. We want it to be as aesthetic as possible. So when I help clients that are staying in their home and, you know, stage their property, what I typically do is give them a task list and instruct them on how to declutter, how to minimize, what pieces should stay, what pieces should go, taking down the depersonalized things or personalized things. Then what I normally do is come back and stage with their belongings that are left. It's like I'm using their existing things as my inventory to shop from. So I might take artwork from different parts of the house and repurpose it. And move like a painting. Maybe there's like three paintings in the living room. I might take one of those and move it to the hallway where we took the giant gallery wall of baby photos down, you know? So there, I would definitely recommend, you know, putting something back in that space where we depersonalized. But also I can bring in artwork. I typically don't because I usually have enough around the house that I can repurpose. Does that answer your question?
yeah, absolutely. I think another question that a lot of people have is staging can be very expensive. So what would be the average cost of just any average staging? It doesn't have to be the all out one where you're painting the walls, but an average staging of making it presentable. And then what are kind of some budget-friendly hacks? And mainly because I need to know what to charge Cindy whenever she decides to retire and has to sell her house.
hint, hint.
I need to know how much to charge
no pressure.
To stay at home. I'm kidding. But yeah, I think that's actually, that's a huge thing for people is that it is pricey to stage. So what does that look like for most?
Right. Yeah, no, you're right. And you know what I like to say is staging is not just a cost, but it's an investment. And it's like almost like an insurance policy. You are ensuring that your home shows in its best light. It's going to appeal to more people. It's going to get more clicks, you know, in the photo listings in the listings with the photos. It's going to have less days on the market. And in most cases, it will sell for more money. So, you know, the return on investment for staging is so small compared to what it can bring you in the long run, especially if there's the days on the market can get long with a vacant listing, which we know results in a price drop. And that price drop is always significantly higher than the investment of home stager. So I'll just start with that. But to answer your question, home staging prices, I mean, every stager is different, but they typically run from, I would say, and I'm not going to speak for all home stagers, especially, you know, in every city, every state is different as well. But most home staging packages and pricings can start anywhere from, I would say, $2,000 all the way up to $6,000. Again, it depends on the size of the home, which depends on the amount of inventory. A smaller home's going to need less, larger home's going to need more. Also, the type of home? Is it a small cottage home that's more cozy and comfortable, or is it an upscale, modern, larger home that needs sleek, elevated, inventory? So it just depends on the property. But at the end of the day, like I said, it is worth the investment if it's going to attract buyers and capture them once they walk in the door. It makes your photos look better. So even for the agent, and I love this one because I have a marketing background. So branding and marketing is so important. And as a real estate agent, you are branding and marketing yourself, right? Aside from your clients, you are working on making yourself stand out, right, from the vast sea of agents. So when you choose to do staging and you choose a good stager, your listings then become your portfolio. And when they all look good, that helps you stand out to potential clients. Like, look at this agent. All of her listings look really good. Her photos look good. She uses a good photography. She uses good staging. Like, she's going to care about my listing, right? So it goes just beyond the sale of the home. It can also help the agent attract new buyers and stand out in the marketplace as well. So to answer your question, the prices can range anywhere from a couple of thousand to, 5 or 6 thousand, or maybe even more in larger homes. But the investment is worth it in the long run.
Well, that's a small bite to take. Just, going off of the price cuts that I see on the market right now, if it's sitting for 30 days, then I'm seeing a $10,000 price cut. But let's just say you put 4,000 into staging and then you don't have to do a price cut at all. And then the difference is you still save, that $6,000 for your sellers. That, I mean, that's a lot
And staging
less
can even
expensive than
potentially
I
get
thought.
more, like, I mean, the chances that, I mean, typically houses sell 3 times faster. This is the statistics show that staged homes sell 3 times faster and for 15% more. And sometimes multiple offers. I mean, that's not rare either. I mean, that's very common if they're done, if they're staged well and everything else is put into place well with the home and the listing, fast turnaround and multiple offers and sometimes above asking, which is all the goals.
I mean, yeah, that's nice. If you can get sellers above asking, that would be fantastic. So, what timing do you see for agents that go in with their buyer, or I'm sorry, their sellers? They go in with their sellers and they, at first, they're like, well, my property is in Frisco, at Frisco ISD. It's going to sell in a week, no problem. We don't need help at all. So they go in, they list it, and it doesn't sell for the first 2 weeks that it's on the market. What time frame do you see agents kind of turn around and say, maybe we should look into a stager? And that's when you come in.
Yeah, that does happen. And it typically is around what you said. It's depending on the time of year, but I feel like if it's that time of year where agents and sellers are expecting, this is it's going to sell fast. The market's on fire right now. All the things, the home down the street just sold super fast. We are too. Usually it's a month, I would say. I'm seeing houses that have been on the market for about a month. They'll typically say, let's just try it for 30 days, and see where we get. And then if we need to bring in a stager, we will. So I feel like it just depends on the agent and the market. I mean, there are a lot of agents that take on a listing that's been sitting for many months, and they in the contract ended, and then the home seller got a new agent, and then they immediately hired a stager. I see a lot of that as well. So, like you can avoid that by just having staging right off the bat. Yay.
Yeah,
Problem
right off
solved.
the bat would be good. You could save yourself some time, gain some
Well,
extra money.
Well, and putting your best face forward, right? Like the first go around, you only get that one chance to make that first impression. And home buyers are not dumb. They're going to see it leave the market. They're going to see it come back, but now it's staged, you know, and chances are they've probably already seen it, you know, if they've been looking for the last few weeks. I mean, it typically takes home buyers, you know, a couple of months to find that right property. So if they've been actively looking, they're going to see that listing. They're going to know it's been sitting there. They're going to know they dropped the price, all the things. And then for it to come back on new on the market. Oh, it's the same house, but oh, but now it's staged, you know? It still might not have that pow that, you know, it could have had in the beginning if it was staged out the bat, oh, right off the bat.
Yeah, and I think that agents have to keep in mind too is that in this day of age of Zillow and Realtor.com and the amount of information that's out there, potential buyers do see everything. And if they don't see it, the agent that is representing them, I mean, anytime you buy a house, they're like, okay, this one that you really like, it's been on the market for 120 days. We're going to get a really good deal.
Yeah, that
So
too.
we know
Yeah.
these things. We know these
Yes.
things. So it's like a job interview. Put your best foot forward.
Yes, 100%. You only get that first chance to make a, or you know, that one chance to make a first impression.
That's awesome. Okay, so I do have, as we wrap up the episode, I do have one last question. But first, Cindy, do you have any other questions for the agents that they need to know?
Well, I think probably here at the end, Stacy's going to give her contact information and everything. So I'm sure agents are going to want to get a hold of her so they can find out what a consultation will cost if they have a client and so forth that needs their occupied home come to have her come do a walk and talk, which I think is probably the most important thing because a lot of agents have that house that. You know, the homeowner what might take the suggestions better from somebody else besides the agent. So if they have
Yes.
an outside consultant,
Professional.
they
Yeah,
might
yeah.
take it better from a third party versus the agent. So,
Absolutely.
yeah. So I think Stacy's probably going to give us the audience all of her contact information for those things.
Yeah,
I'd
at
love
the
to.
end,
Thank
let's
you.
make sure that we get your information out there for everybody because we are about to go into my favorite segment of the video, which is where my guests give a big no-no in home staging or
Oh.
my personal favorite, a great horror story. So go
Ooh.
ahead, Stacey.
let's see, a big no-no. Oh gosh. And this is just me, and I don't want any agents to, because I know it's an exciting time when agents hire me for staging. And staging is so fun, like you said, it's your favorite part, and because it's like the cherry on top, and you can't wait to see, you're excited about your new listing, and you want it to shine in the photos and all the things. So the biggest no-no I have as a home stager is when it's my day to stage and we're there with my crew and we're staging, I don't want any agents to pop in and try to sneak and go, oh, I'm just seeing how things are going, and they're filming and they're taking pictures and all the things. And I'm like, oh, and I have the same thing happen with buyers too. I mean, excuse me, the sellers, the homeowners, like they are so excited. They want to peek in and see how things are going. Not only is it slow us down because we're trying to work, we want to get all this done and we want it to be perfect. But it also is like kind of it's actually in our contracts that everyone needs to stay away because liability wise, we've got, you know, furniture pieces everywhere, we've got boxes, we've got trash, we've got artwork, we've got stuff all over the place. And sometimes we have families trying to pop in and take a peek and they've got their littles with them and they're running all around and just and so But as a creative person, the biggest thing about staging that I love the most is the big reveal, right? It's kind of like the move that bust, you know? And when I've worked so hard for weeks creating this design, bringing it all together, finding just the right pieces, and then working all day to perfect every little pillow and piece of furniture. I cannot wait for the agent to see it when it's all done. And then, of course, text me back the next day and say how much they love it, all the things. And then the photographers come in and then they do their magic. So just the biggest no-no for me is just for the agents to just be patient and wait for the magic to be done. And then we can do the big reveal. We can move that bus, you know?
Right. Right. So, I will say, you know, yeah, I know we were joking about our levels of ADHD and our levels of creative people. And I feel like they go hand in hand. And sometimes having somebody come in and sneak a peek is like nerve wracking. It is.
It is. And it can be very distracting because at the end of the day, they're kind of my boss, you know, and I certainly don't want to be rude to them. And I know they're excited. I know they're not like micromanaging me or lurking around for the wrong reasons, but it can also like kind of get us off our vibe, you know, we're like working here, right. We're working. And all of a sudden comes in, hi, knock, knock, you know, what are you doing? You know, it's, so it's just like, help me help you, you know?
Yeah. That's why I tell my husband, stay out of the kitchen whenever I'm cooking.
Yeah. Too many kids. Yeah, exactly. Too many cooks in the kitchen. Yeah. Right, and right. I get it. Sometimes they have to pop in and, oh, I forgot I was going to wash these windows or I was going to like hang these curtains. It's like, do all of that before we get there so that we can just get in and work our magic.
Absolutely. Do you have a horror story for us?
You know, I am newer to the industry, so I haven't had one yet, knock on wood. But no, I don't have any that come to my mind. I have definitely seen some interesting properties, especially when I'm consulting at occupied stages. You know, as agents, you know, you see all kinds of things. And it's definitely interesting how people live. And everybody's different and every property's different, but I haven't had any real horror stories. Not that I can think of, not yet. I hope I don't. They will come.
I'm going to check back in with you because I need updates.
No.
Well, Stacey, thank you so much for coming on today. Go ahead and give our audience all your information so that they know who to contact. Again, Stacey is with Staged Dallas, guys.
Thank you so much for having me today, guys. This has been so fun. Yes, I'm Stacey Onderdonk with Stage Dallas, and we are here in the Dallas area, and we are very heavy on social media. That is actually another benefit besides having a beautiful listing with using our staging services is that we're very social media heavy. You get a lot of exposure through our platform when we stage your listing. So our Instagram handle is stage.dallas. And you can find a full portfolio of all of our updated listings. We also love to market your social, your open houses on our social medias too. We're really the all encompassing, let us help you, you know? And so that's our platform. We also have our website, stagedallas.com, and where there's all the information on the services we offer. And you can always reach out to me via text on our, the phone number is on our website, and I am just here to help you and make your next listing look amazing and sell fast.
Awesome. Well, again,
thank you guys. So much. This was so fun.
Absolutely.
You're so welcome.
Everybody out there, go out this weekend, sell as much as you can. Tell us about it later so we can talk about it on next week's episode, and we will see you next week. Bye, guys.